You know, a lot of times you don't have the time or maybe the money or the desire to go on a vacation away from home. That's okay. Your staycation can be a whole lot of fun. And thanks to our travel expert, Anita Thomas, she continues to dig up fun stuff we didn't know about.
What would Anita know about a staycation?
It's one of those vacations she's eventually going to take.
She never stays at home. She is in Palm Springs, California this morning. The second person I've talked to with Palm Springs ties within 24 hours, met some folks yesterday who were vacationing in Georgia from Palm Springs. And that guy was telling me that it's been like 120 degrees out there, Anita.
Oh, it is so hot out here that I literally went swimming tonight. That's why I'm still up, because I just got out of the pool about 45 minutes ago.
You know, we've heard about those jet setters in Palm Springs and Hollywood, and obviously we have now.
We're talking to one. How about that?
Yeah, a case in point here with Anita. So, you know, here we were early in the morning talking about Anita getting up so early out there, and we found out she'd been lounging in the pool
there you go.
All night.
Well, you have to do something to stay cool, because, I mean, it is so, it's like walking around in a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
It is so hot out here.
Is that about like traveling even to, I don't know, Alaska or Canada or something? Maybe even, that might help you stay cool. Anyway, we're not here to direct your travel life. You know how to do that.
Maybe you should try a staycation. I hear that can be exciting.
I just did something super fun that I think would be a great staycation idea for all of our listeners. I was at the Porsche Experience Center down by the Atlanta airport. And I don't know if any of the listeners have done this, but if they have not, you need to put this on your list. It was so much fun. What you do is you get a chance to actually drive a Porsche. If you've had some interest in, you know, going really fast and kind of zooming by, and you've seen those high performance cars, and you thought, well, what would it be like to drive one of those? Well, you can actually have that experience out at the Porsche driving program. Now, they have several programs, and they're not cheap, some of the ones are not. But they do have ones where you can actually do a demonstration lap where you drive, where you ride as a passenger with one of the experienced professional race car drivers, and you go around the track two times for about, it takes about 4 minutes, and they are, I mean, they're like speeding. They're going up to 100 miles an hour. So you get a chance to really experience what it would feel like to be in a race car. It was so much fun.
Well, it does sound like it would be a lot of fun. I haven't heard a lot about it. I know it's there, but Bill, have you investigated any of this?
No, I haven't. I haven't really talked to him. I have a friend who's a real Porsche enthusiast, and I haven't talked to him. I don't think he's done it yet either. He'd probably be excited to hear about this.
Well, he would definitely love this. And like I said, there are a couple of different ways that you can do it. You can even go and take a driving lesson where they will help you improve your skills with just regular everyday driving like the rest of us do. And again, that will be with some of their professional race car drivers who are very experienced and really know how to navigate, you know, those difficult situations that you may find on the road. So you can do that. Those are a little bit pricey. They're up in the thousands of dollars to do those. But if you've ever just wanted to get on a Porsche and drive it around, those are in the hundreds. Now, the one that I did the other day only cost $65. So that's a little bit more affordable.
Yeah.
But you get a chance, as I mentioned, to ride around as a passenger with one of their professional race car drivers that's either retired or some of them are still active race car drivers.
Wow. What a G-force in that test for you? Did you have some G-forces as you were on the track?
It felt like it. I'll tell you, your heart is definitely in your throat a couple of the times, because they take those turns going pretty fast, and they're driving super fast all the way up until it's time for you to turn on those curves, and that's when they slow down. So it's very exhilarating and a heart thumping and all of those things, but super fun, a lot of fun.
I'm guessing at $65 for that experience, that's probably cheaper than a speeding ticket. So
hey, there you go. Right.
It's cheaper than a speeding ticket, and if you like speed, you definitely will get your thrill with this, because they're going pretty fast. It's over in 4 minutes, so if you can withstand it for that long. When I was there the other night, there were some people that couldn't handle, you know, the two laps around, so they
wow.
just only did one. But
how about
but
that?
It was fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So definitely check that out.
That's not bad. $15 a minute. That comes out okay.
Yeah, I mean.
for that kind of excitement. I mean,
and can I have your lap if you don't take one of them? Can I just?
Well, that's a great thing to check out. The Porsche Experience Center. It is right there off of 75 at Hartsville. You can't miss it. And I think some things are kind of hidden from the interstate. I think it's hard to know just how nice that is back there with offices, tracks, testing areas, and what have you. Do you get a tour of that? Can you get tours of the facility in general?
Yeah, you can actually do a little bit of touring there as well. They have some vintage Porsches there, so it's kind of neat to see those, as well as some of their racing Porsches. They have those there as well. And there's a restaurant. So if you don't want to do any of this participation, you can also watch from the restaurant while maybe some of your friends or family actually go out and take a lap around the track there.
Mm, wow.
So, yeah, lots of opportunities to do several things. And I'll put some pictures from my experience on the website so
okay.
folks can see those.
We'll look forward
to Travel Bags with Anita.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. A restaurant. That would be really, literally fast. Food.
Yeah, fast food.
Fast food.
All right. This update brought to you by Sampalo Island Birdhouses on the beautiful Georgia coast. And Anita, how do people get in touch and find out more about, obviously, a cooler place than where you are, Sampalo Island Birdhouses?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not this hot around Sapelo. But check us out at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give a call at 912-223-6515.
There you go. Well, let you get back in the pool at 3:49 in the morning, you wild West Coasters out there.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I think I've cooled down now, so I'm done with the pool for right now.
It's funny. The guy that I met yesterday is a pool technician. That's what he does. He services pools. And he
there
says,
are a lot of pools out here.
Yeah, he said 90% of the population have pools in Palm Springs in Southern California.
That's good for his line of work, for
yeah.
sure.
And he also said, and you know what? If it gets too hot, I just fall in the pool. And then I just tell people, well, I was looking at something. You know?
Yeah,
I said, hey, good
I
move on
check
your
it
part.
Out. Yeah.
There you are. Hey, Anita, always great talking to you. Have a safe trip. Happy 4th of July, you and your family. And we will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys have a great 4th of July as well. And I'll be on tomorrow.
That's right. Talking about, I think, a nice woodland resort in Pennsylvania. Just got back show, so we'll look forward to that.
That's right. That's right.
We continue here. How's she going to do that all the way from California? It's amazing.
Look,
the show set up.
She's on with us now. She can get up at the crack of dark. If we can get her out of the pool,
yeah.
she'll be able to do the show.
Live from the pool, Anita exactly. on Travel
poolside.
Bags tomorrow.
Poolside travel.
There you go. Thanks, Anita. Have a good weekend.
Be back.